Welcome to Passport to the Unexpected. Join us on a guide of transformational experiences from real people. Gather a few tidbits of wisdom and see every new experience of food, travel, learning, and wellness as a possibility to inform a new chapter of being. Here at Passport to the Unexpected, we encourage you to discover yourself one experience at a time. Today we have Devin Roller, who rolled across country in a red 2014 Chevy Cruze. She traveled for approximately 15,000 miles, and we want to know all about this trip. Hi, Devin.
Hi.
So, tell us why you decided to travel cross country.
Okay, so I don't have a concrete answer on specific reasons why. But what I can say is I have always been a wanderer. I've always been curious. I've always wanted to see more than what was in front of me. And I think, you know, growing up in a smaller town in Western Massachusetts, I wanted to see what else the world had to offer. And so I kind of came up with this plan. There were two plans. Either it was to move to New York City, or it was to go cross country. And I think instead of just moving to a new place and kind of trying to set up shop, what I wanted to do was I wanted to experience more freedom. And I think that's what kind of set me up into deciding that I wanted to go cross country.
So tell us about this cross country trip.
So I just want to kind of briefly touch upon the preparation for the trip, because I kind of ended a relationship that I was in, and I ended up moving from Springfield, Massachusetts back to my hometown. And I decided to try to save money for the trip. And the way that things fell into place are kind of miraculous. So what happened was I decided to house sit for someone in my hometown, and rent was very low. It was like $100 a month or something like that to live
amazing
in, to live in someone's house. Yeah. And I ended up getting this job at this restaurant where it's kind of in a remote town, but it was such great money. You know, regulars, just it was a hot spot to be. And so I ended up making a lot of money at this place. And my manager at the time was a woman who was kind of going through some of the same struggles that I was going through. And we ended up getting close, and I told her, I said, I'm planning on going cross country. And instead of asking me about it, she kind of invited herself. And yeah, it was so serendipitous, because people were worried about me going by myself, and that was my plan. I was gonna go by myself. And so her and I got closer, and we started to plan the trip, and then we decided to go. And thinking about the trip, we were gonna head out to Wisconsin. So we left in, I believe it was September 17th, 2016. And we were going to head right out to the Midwest. We were going to go to Wisconsin, where my partner, my travel partner, has family members in Wisconsin. And so we had planned to maybe make it to Ohio for our first night stay and then go to Wisconsin. And she lived in Upper New York State, and I was in Western Mass. So I left Western Mass. I drove 20 minutes, picked her up, We were on one of the interstates in New York State, and I looked at her and I said, Carrie, I think we should just head down south. Like, I can't wait any longer. I just want to go down south. And we drove for 14 hours straight, totally going against our plans, and ended up in Tennessee, like the armpit of Tennessee. And that was kind of like our trip. We didn't really have anything planned. We kind of just went with the flow. And the feeling of just being in the car with like an aimless idea of where we were going was so enlightening. It was so freeing. And no matter where we were, you know, I would always like kind of look around at the other cars and like, these people were like off to work or off to school or off to do something, right? And we were just kind of aimlessly in this car experiencing life, which is such a gift, mm-hmm. right? So we spent a lot of time. We went from Tennessee. From there, we went back to North Carolina. We had stopped. I might miss a couple places, but.
Well, no worries. I want to go back to this idea of this freeness you said you felt mm-hmm. and aimlessly driving. Have you had that experience since then?
So, last summer, so that would be August 2017, I went out to a conference in Chicago. And I drove with a couple of friends, and it immediately brought me back to the trip and crossing state lines and kind of driving for hours and hours and hours and having conversations in the car, meaningful conversations. It's kind of, I feel like that's part of the traveling, is that you're like in the car with another human being. You become travel partners, and it's almost like you have this partnership of like traveling, so it's almost like a business partnership, but then at the same time you create this bond because you're going through this like growth spurt together. And it causes you to be enclosed in this area, right? And you're on the highway and you're driving aimlessly, and you're able to almost interview each other. You're almost able to bring up these deep conversations and experience like, what is the actual meaning of life? Like, why am I doing this? What is happening while I'm doing this? What am I seeing? How am I seeing it? And like, kind of going back to the actual cross-country trip, that is an experience that I think about every single day of my life. I think about being on the road every single day of my life. And it's not like it's not like this, I'm sad that I'm not doing it anymore. But it kind of makes me think like, wow, I did this before. Like, this is kind of badass, you know, like to put a word to it. And to be like, you know, 2 years ago on this date, I was in this place. And, you know, most people that I've grown up with or who are in my life have never been to, you know, Buffalo, Wyoming or places like that. So
earlier you said that you had two things that you wanted to accomplish. It was to go cross country and to move to New York. And it seems like you went cross country and you moved to New York.
So I think you're driving me toward a specific area of my life, which I wanted to talk about anyways. I'm in recovery, and the sponsor that I had at the time before going cross country, I really looked up to this woman, and I remember having a conversation with her. I said to her, you know, why should I take this cross country trip? I mean, I've got this job, it kind of sucks, but I'm making the most money I've ever made in my life. And it was a waitressing job. And they were looking for an assistant manager, and the pay was very good for this specific restaurant. And I was really contemplating taking it. And my mom at the time was like, you know, Dev, like, you really got to think about your future. And if you take this job, like, it's a great job. And you'd be able to buy a house and all these things. And mind you, I hate my hometown that I grew up in. But my mind was kind of, like, fighting with me. Like, you would be able to make money, buy a house, settle down, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, the whole American dream, right, could be in front of me. And I remember sharing this with my sponsor. And she said this one sentence to me that I also think about from time to time, which was, if you don't move forward with this trip, this goal that you've set for yourself, you will continue on throughout your life telling yourself that you won't be able to accomplish anything that you set your mind to. And so it was almost like it became so apparent that I had to fulfill this dream of going on this trip to fulfill anything else in my life. And so even though I was a little bit upset with her for saying that, because I thought I had kind of found the answer to, you know, American dream, buy the house, make the money, you know, meet the man, have the kids, whatever. I was like, holy crap. Like, this is what I need to do. I need to realize that this is the goal that I have set for myself, and I need to stick with it. Even though it's terrifying, it's exciting, but it's terrifying. And so I directly relate this trip, fulfilling this trip, with, you know, 2 years later, making it a goal of only applying to graduate schools in New York City. Because when I first started applying to graduate schools, you know, everybody was like, just stay here in Massachusetts, like pick a school that's near here, or whatever. And so that was a thought, and that made me angry. And then I was like, well, you know, I really like California, so I think I'm going to apply to California. I think I'm going to, there's no schools in New Mexico, so I can't really apply there. You know, Chicago seems kind of cool. I've been there once. You know, maybe I would, you know, there's social work schools in Chicago that are very prevalent, so maybe I should apply there. And on top of that, I was applying to schools in New York. And then there was this other realization that I kind of had that was like, Devin, if you don't ever go to New York, you are always going to be wondering. And it was that same thing, like, Devin, if you don't go cross country, you're always going to be wondering. So it was my intuition. It was like that inner voice telling me to, like, follow my dreams. And, so it was like at that moment where I deleted the applications that I had started for California and for Chicago. And I was like, I'm going to apply to 4 schools in New York. I had the schools picked out, and I was scared as hell. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get into any of these schools, but I'm going to apply. And if I don't get in, then that is just the universe telling me that this is not the time. And so I applied to the schools, and I kind of gave it to the universe. I was kind of like, okay, like, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what's going to happen. And the particular school that I really wanted to get into, when I had applied, I don't even think it was like a week later, I had received this email. And when I opened the email, all I saw was like $15,000. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, why are they saying $15,000? Like, why are they giving me a scholarship unless I got accepted? You know? And so it was like this, like, holy crap, I've been accepted. And it was funny because I'll just throw in that I was in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia airport at the time, because I had just traveled to Tennessee with a friend of mine for kind of a vacation. And we were waiting in Philadelphia for our next flight. And that's when I kind of opened my computer and saw the acceptance letter. So
amazing.
Yeah.
So, okay, so tell me, so this traveling, or the decision to try something new and travel. Check something off your list. And then the decision to apply to schools in New York, because you said you wanted to go to New York, checked another box off your list. And has this, have these experiences added anything extra to your life? Because you said earlier, you have to do this because you'll always be wondering. Are you wondering anymore or have you learned something? Where are you now?
So I just want to kind of backtrack a little bit because going back to, if I don't fulfill this cross-country trip, I'm never going to believe in myself, right? I'm never going to, whatever goal I set for myself, I'm always going to come up with some kind of excuse as to why it's not valid. Do I still question things? Yes, I do. Because I'm, you know, I feel like it's still part of my path. It's still part of my growing, et cetera. But when I came back from the trip, I was really, I was really depressed. I didn't want the trip to be over. We were going to stay in New Mexico, but there was something inside of me, again, that intuition that was like, you have to go home, you have to go home. And I went home and I started working at this place that I used to work at, again, a separate place. And my friend Kayla, I want to really start with her because we were working together and it was at a restaurant, we were rolling silverware and, she kind of flipped out. She was like, Devin, what are you doing here? What are you doing back here? And I was like, hey, I don't know. Like, I just, like, I had this feeling like I needed to come back here. And she was like, you need to do something with your life. And I'm a big yogi. So at that time, she was like, you need to go to yoga school. You need to become a yoga instructor, blah, blah, blah. And my first thought, again, was like, Kayla, I'm not like, I'm not good enough to be like a yoga teacher. And she's like, are you kidding me, Devin? Like, are you kidding me? And, you know, here I am coming back from this cross-country trip, something that most people will never do in their life. And I'm still doubting myself, right? But this trip opened up all these doors that I couldn't even see yet, right? So I took her advice and I went to yoga school. And so I did a 200-hour yoga teacher training. And during my yoga teacher training, I completely immersed myself into yoga and started experiencing with more spirituality and felt more connected and started to make more life changes. You know, so I became vegan. I started following more spirituality, like I just said. It was so funny because as I was doing yoga school, I was offered a job in a substance use facility, which was something that I've always wanted to do. But again, had never tried it. And, you know, I had met with this woman, and she was kind of through friends of a friend kind of thing, acquaintances. And I had just, I saw her at an event and I approached her and I said, you know, I'm really interested in substance use treatment. I really, you know, I'm a social worker, blah, blah, blah. And this woman like gave me a chance. She hired me on the spot. Like these magical things that I couldn't explain. So it was like, mm-hmm. It was like meeting this woman that was going to partner with me on this traveling trip, doing the trip, right? Coming home, listening to my intuition, coming home, living through that pain, but then listening to a friend who kind of told me to get my shit together, you know, and going to yoga school, becoming a vegan, right? Getting this job in substance use. And, you know, you know, I worked at this recovery home for a time and it was probably my most favorite job and it didn't pay anything. And then, you know, I got offered a different job, which was in substance use, but a different treatment, level. And it was a job where I was going to be able to, it was a big, you know, pay raise and I was scared as hell. But I was offered this job and I took it and they took another chance on me. You know what I mean? And it was like, it was kind of like this snowball effect of all these positive things happening in my life. And while I was at this facility, I loved working in the level of care and I loved my clients and all these things, but there were certain aspects of the job that I was struggling with. And, again, it was my supervisor at the time. I told her, I said, you know, I'm really interested in this work. Like, I really want to excel in this work and blah, blah, blah. And I remember she was a very like aggressive human. And she just said to me, she said, if you want to do this, like, you have to get your master's, you have to become a clinician. And then she kind of ran away. And I remember, like, this was another realization. Like, I went to the bathroom, I was crying, I was like, what the hell, man? Like, I have to do this, I have to do this. And my first thought was New York City. Like, it was just, it was so apparent again. It was like, Devin, you have to go to New York City. Like, that's where you're gonna go and get your degree. So it turned into this, like, no offense to people who just come here with a bag and they don't have a plan, you know, but to New York City, but like I came to New York City with a plan, you know. I decided to apply to graduate schools here and to come here. And, you know, I got into every single school that I applied to, and, you know, people started telling me like how smart I was and how amazing I was and how much of an inspiration I was to them. Like coming from like a working class family, you know, where, you know, my father was like, just become a nurse, or, you know, and just all these other beliefs of just not believing myself, like, coming into a life of recovery and discovering myself. And it hasn't been easy. You know, it sounds like this wonderful, extravagant life, but there's been so many like growing pains throughout the trip, throughout school, you know, being in graduate school now, questioning every day if I should be a social worker, questioning every day if I want to work in substance use, questioning every day, like, what is my purpose in life? But I think from taking a cross-country trip, taking a risk, taking risks is how you grow. You have to take risks. And when you take risks, you have to trust the universe is always working in your favor, right? Which is what a really good friend said to me. believing that if you always follow your heart and listen to yourself and your intuition and knowing your truth, that you take that leap. You know, if you have a dream, if you've ever thought of a dream in your life to do, like, work toward making it happen. And for all the people that might say that you can't do it, or even yourself, like, saying that you can't do it, prove all of those voices wrong and work toward it and do it.
Even if that voice is yours.
Even if that voice is yours. Mm-hmm. Because that's a lot of my struggle, right? Is that I have like the angel and the devil. I have the angel telling me, Devin, you're amazing. You're inspirational. You can do whatever you want. You can do it. Just do it. Just do it. And then I have this other, you know, the devil voice that's like, are you sure you're worthy of that? Are you sure you can handle that? Do you have the money to do that? Do you have it? And what it all comes down to is it's really not materialistic. It's really not, well, am I going to have the money, or what am I going to get out of this? Or it's kind of like being in the moment and just like trusting that you can do it. And definitely planning. I mean, you definitely have to plan things. I mean, I didn't just like, you know, quit my job and like pack my bag and get in my car and go cross country. Not saying that you can't do that. You totally can. But, you know, I worked for a full year straight, like worked my ass off at a place that I really didn't like, where I was making a lot of money. And I did. I contemplated staying in that misery for the material, for the money. But taking all of that money that I earned, saving it, looking at that every week, the money that I was putting away in my savings account, and then going cross country and like, and honestly, like blowing all of that money, it was probably like the best thing I've ever done, you know? And coming home, I had nothing left. But again, I worked hard again to be where I am now. And just the gifts and the miracles and just the things that I have in my life right now, on my worst days, I'm just like, Devin, look at your life. Like, you're biking across the Manhattan Bridge, like, every single day. Some people don't even know what the Manhattan Bridge is. You know, like, you know, sometimes I kind of, when I'm biking, like, I kind of look up at the city, and I'm like, holy crap, like, I live here. This is something that I've wanted since I was 9 years old, and I'm now here. And if I didn't do that cross-country trip, I would never be here. Never.
I want to thank you so much for sharing this with me and with our listeners. I guess Devin has definitely given us some tidbits of wisdom, a few of them. But most importantly, trust yourself. And just do it. Take the jump. Travel. Do it. Whatever it is you want to do, have faith in yourself. Did I say that clearly?
I think that's pretty accurate.
Is there anything else you want to leave people with?
All I want to say is follow your heart, follow your dreams, and know that you can always do it.
All right, y'all. So you heard it here at Passport to the Unexpected. This is Kemba Bloodworth with Devin Roller. We meant this to be 2 minutes, but it ended up being 27. We are so excited that we got to spend some time and space with you here. And I encourage you all to follow your heart and follow your dreams. Until next time, have a lovely life.